Hello, my name is Hope, and today we're going to explore one of the most powerful tools in personal transformation, manifestation. Ascendancy is designed to help you become the creator of your reality, and Leonidas Esquire Williamson, our visionary founder, built this program to show us that manifestation isn't about forcing things into existence. It's about aligning with what we truly desire from the inside out. In today's lecture, Brian will take us through how to harness the power of ascendancy and quantum serenity to master the art of manifestation. Get ready to tap into the energy that makes your desires inevitable. Take it away, Brian.
Thanks, Hope. Let me ask you something. What is it you really desire? What is it that you're seeking to manifest in your life? Maybe it's wealth. Maybe it's love. Maybe it's purpose. Or maybe it's freedom. Whatever it is, let's be clear. Desire is not something outside of you. It's not a thing you chase. Desire is the reflection of something within you, something yearning to be expressed in the world. And manifestation is not the act of going out and grabbing that thing. It's the act of becoming aligned with it so that it naturally flows to you. Let's talk about how this works. Most people believe that in order to manifest something, they need to focus on the object itself, the money, the relationship, the success. But what if I told you that the reason you haven't manifested your desires is because you're focused on the wrong thing? You think manifestation is about the object, but it's really about your internal state. What you manifest is not determined by what you want. It's determined by who you are being. And here's where ascendancy and quantum serenity come in. We're not talking about mystical energy or wishful thinking. This is about aligning yourself with the frequency of your desires. To manifest anything, you must become the person who naturally attracts it. That's what ascendancy teaches you. You cannot create abundance from a mindset of scarcity. You cannot create love from a place of unworthiness. You cannot manifest purpose if you are living in doubt. Core being is the foundation. If you want to manifest something, you need to ask yourself, are you living in alignment with who you truly are? Or are you trying to force something into your life that doesn't match your authentic self? Manifestation doesn't work when you're out of alignment with your core being. The more you try to manifest something that doesn't resonate with your truth, the more resistance you create. So the first step to manifestation is alignment with your core being. This is where most people get it wrong. They try to manifest things from a place of lack. But when you're fully aligned with your core being, you're no longer manifesting from a place of I need, but from a place of I am. You no longer seek things to fill a void. Instead, you manifest from a space of wholeness. And in that state, what you desire flows to you with ease. Now let's go deeper. Quantum serenity is the key to amplifying this alignment. It's about tuning into a state of deep inner calm where your mind, body, and emotions are in total harmony. Why does this matter? Because manifestation happens not when you are pushing or forcing, but when you are in a state of allowing. Quantum serenity teaches you how to quiet the noise, the doubts, the fears, the impatience, so that you can operate from a place of complete trust and presence. The universe operates in frequencies. Everything you desire has a frequency, and you are a living, vibrating being. When you align your frequency with the frequency of what you desire, manifestation becomes inevitable. This isn't magic, it's science. It's the law of resonance. But you can't tune into that frequency if you are filled with stress, worry, or doubt. That's why quantum serenity is essential. It brings you into the frequency of calm, allowing you to be in perfect resonance with what you desire. Let's look at the principle of internal alignment. If your thoughts, emotions, and actions are out of sync, you're sending mixed signals into the world. You might be saying you want to manifest abundance, but if your actions are rooted in fear or desperation, you're actually repelling what you desire. Internal alignment means that every part of you is harmonized toward a single goal. Your thoughts align with your emotions align with your actions, and everything flows in the same direction. Manifestation isn't about sitting and visualizing something until it appears. It's about becoming so aligned with your desire that your every thought, emotion, and action reflects that desire already being yours. When you embody that state, you move from asking the universe for what you want to declaring it as already yours. And here's where radical accountability comes in. This is the part that most people don't want to face. Manifestation is not passive. It's not about wishing or hoping. You are responsible for everything that shows up in your life, whether you like it or not. If you've been manifesting the same patterns of lack, self-doubt, or unfulfilling relationships, it's because some part of you is still aligned with those things. Radical accountability means owning your current state, not as something that's happening to you, but something that's happening through you. When you take full responsibility for your frequency, when you own the fact that you are the one creating your reality, you unlock the power to shift it. You stop looking at external circumstances as barriers and start recognizing them as mirrors reflecting your internal state. You become the conscious creator of your life, not the passive recipient. So how do you manifest your deepest desires? You stop trying to force the external world to give them to you. You start working on aligning your internal world, your core being, your internal alignment, and your emotional state. And then you surrender. This is the Phoenix moment of manifestation. The moment where you let go of the need to control, the need to push, the need to figure it all out. You let it burn away. In that moment of surrender, you create space for the universe to do what it does best, deliver. But here's the thing, the universe doesn't deliver based on what you ask for. It delivers based on what you are. When you align yourself with the frequency of what you desire, manifestation isn't something you have to force. It's something that happens through you. So here's the question. Who are you being? Are you being the person who already has what they desire? Or are you stuck in the frequency of lack, fear, and doubt? You are the creator. You are the one with the power to manifest anything you desire. But it starts with you. It starts with aligning your core being, mastering your internal alignment, and cultivating the state of quantum serenity. When you do that, the things you desire will no longer feel out of reach. They will feel inevitable. This is the power of ascendancy. It's not about waiting for the universe to grant your wishes. It's about becoming the person who naturally attracts them. When you master that, manifestation isn't something you try to do. It's something you are. Picture having the ability to motivate, influence, and persuade the people in your life to align with nearly anything you propose when the conditions are right. How valuable would that be to you? This is the potential unlocked through mastering the five core concepts of ascendancy.
Wow, what a transformative journey we've just experienced, diving deep into the true essence of manifestation. I hope you're beginning to see that the power to manifest your deepest desires has always been within you. It's about aligning with who you truly are and stepping into that space of calm, trust, and inner resonance. As Brian has shown us today, manifestation isn't about chasing after things or forcing outcomes. It's about becoming the person who naturally attracts what you desire through alignment, internal harmony, and quantum serenity. You now have the tools to align your core being, trust the process, and let the universe flow through you. If today's lecture resonated with you, and I'm certain it did, this is just the beginning of what's possible. I invite you to deepen your practice by joining our free membership at ascendancy.life. That's ascendancy.life. As a member, you'll gain exclusive access to audios, powerful tools, and content that will guide you on your journey to manifesting the life you truly desire. This is your opportunity to continue growing, aligning, and surrounding yourself with the support you need for lasting transformation. Head over to ascendancy.life and join us. Thank you for being here today. And I look forward to seeing how you harness your power of manifestation to create a life beyond your wildest dreams.